I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1887. That was the day that Louis Ling died in prison while awaiting execution for his alleged role in a bombing at a workers' rally at Haymarket Square in Chicago the year before. Louis was born in Germany. His father worked for a lumber mill. One day, while trying to clear a log jam, his father fell into an icy river. Although Louis's father lived, he could no longer carry the same workload. The company fired him despite his 20 years of service. Louis began to question a labor system that would let this happen. He became a carpenter's apprentice. Louis then traveled to Switzerland, where he became acquainted with anarchist worker groups. Finally, in 1885, Louis made his way to the United States and Chicago. There he joined the Carpenters and Joiners Union. He became an outspoken advocate for the cause of the 8-hour workday. The movement had great success in Chicago, and on May 1st, or May Day, thousands marched in the streets for the 8-hour cause. When a bomb was thrown at a workers' rally 3 days later, the backlash against the labor movement was swift and brutal. 8 men, including Louis Ling, stood trial and were convicted despite a lack of evidence tying them to the bombing. Louis Ling and 4 others were sentenced to death by hanging. But the day before the sentence was to be carried out, Louis lit a cigar in his prison cell. The cigar was packed with explosives. The explosion left Louis in agony for hours before he finally died. Some believe he committed suicide rather than die at the hands of the legal system. Others believe he was murdered.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.